Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me right now is Roger Lilly, who is an energy analyst. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your show and good morning to your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And listen to your voice. Jeez. You can read a telephone directory to us here on Chai FM, I have no doubt. Roger, just talking about businesses generating electricity and sending it back to Eskom. Do any businesses do this currently?
No, they don't. South African law doesn't permit that.
But are they looking at changing that law?
Well, that's what we're not sure about. I think what your listeners need to understand is the background to this whole situation. The minister is trying to avoid a catastrophe in the electrical network system. That is the background to it. Since 2008, Eskom has been unable to supply South Africa with a reliable source of electricity. We've had periods of load shedding and no load shedding, even until today.
Right.
We expect load shedding to be announced at any time. That's how we live now. And that's been since 2008.
And then, of course, it's also called different things. It's called unscheduled maintenance, or it's called scheduled maintenance. Or they just keep changing the name and we just keep buying it. Right?
So, the difference is that in terms of the maintenance schedule that Eskom has for its power station, that you know, they do have scheduled services the way that one might have a service for a motor car. So you know that your car is not going to be available on a certain day because it's going to the garage for its annual service, let's say. So in the same way, it's going to shut down a power station or part of a power station so that they can do maintenance there. But the problem is that the moment they do that, because we have such a limited amount of electricity available, that puts the load on other power stations, which then start failing. They start tripping out. And then we get unscheduled maintenance because engineers have to be sent there to go and sort
right.
that problem out to
yes.
get that back up again.
Yes. Okay, so what are the plans going forward? You said that we're not terribly sure, but it is a possibility that we could be generating, both households and factories and businesses could be generating energy, maybe solar energy, and then selling it back to Eskom. I mean, is there any possibility of that happening in this country?
Technically, yes, but we're not sure whether that will actually be permitted in law. What's going on is that the government is obviously very aware of the need for extra electricity. So it's been, you were saying a moment ago that things are given various names, and the same is true here. So we have the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producers Program, which is reliant on private companies setting up solar and wind plants, typically. We also had the Risk Mitigation Independent Power Producers Program, which happened just in March this year. And here we have the situation where basically this is an emergency power supply. So foreign companies have been invited to come and moor ships against the side of the country and pump power into the network. But another way of solving the problem is the reduction of load. So like we do with load shedding. But instead of implementing load shedding, what we say is, why don't the big mines and large companies generate their own power? And they don't need to buy the power from Eskom, and Eskom can breathe a little easier, as can the rest of the country. And so the idea is that they could, these large companies, large manufacturing companies and mines and so on, could generate now up to 10 megawatts of electricity. Now, that's a lot of power. That's equivalent to a small town. And that much power they would then generate for their own use. Now, the minister made it clear that it's for their own use and not to be resold to the local municipality or to Eskom or anything, because effectively that becomes a competitor then to Eskom, which is not what the government wants at this time.
Okay, got it. Roger, I'm afraid that we have to leave it there. We did have a bit of trouble getting in touch with you, but it's 9 o'clock and we need to go to news. But I have no doubt that we're going to get you back onto Chai FM because you are very knowledgeable. And thank you very much for the time.
You're very welcome.